Jason, quick
you
question.
You are one of one.
Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year.
Help me understand a little bit more clearly what you're asking.
Did you ever hear it called Don't Go Jason Waterfalls?
Is this Matt Hamilton?
So I kind of just thought of this question on the spot. So it needs to be workshopped a little. I'm not going to lie.
That's the famous Matt.
Jason Wilde is on Jim, Matt, and Molly.
Oh, snap! What's up with that? What's up with that?
Jim, Matt, Molly presented by Coors Light. No Jim Rutledge today, although he is scheduled to appear in a little bit to talk about Ben Johnson being hired as the new Chicago Bears head coach. It wouldn't be Jim, Matt, Molly if we don't get Jim here celebrating what is the biggest Bears
win. He's
going
to perceive
since,
as a win.
Yeah, since beating the Packers at Lambeau a few weeks ago, honestly. It's probably the Bears' biggest win. So it's Jesse Nelson and the Olympic gold medalist Matt Hamilton, who had his own look-alike contest at a bar in downtown Chicago on Saturday night, where 14 people actually showed up, and it was a successful event. I can't believe it. Jason Wilde hosts Wilde and Tausch every weekday, 9 to noon on ESPN Wisconsin. Hi, Jason.
I don't even know where to start right now.
What's up with that?
With the fact that Jim Rutledge is joining his own show when he's not on. I mean, what kind of clown does that? Oh, wait, me. And then secondly, I saw the social media posts about the lookalike contest, and I don't want to swear on the radio and get us in trouble with the FCC, but that was blankin' awesome. I thought it was so great. So I don't think we're at a point. Maybe we could do it with Tausch, but definitely not Jesse and me.
No, not a chance.
We definitely can't do it for us. But, I mean, you could do like a Jonathan Lipnicki look-alike contest, the kid in Jerry Maguire.
That's
and then
rude.
Jesse would be a contestant.
Tausch's Headline Academy keeps casting me as a six-year-old at all their videos they wanted to do
well,
this year.
You don't want Jim's opinion. Jim has you as Bobby Hill.
So, congratulations. I would be nervous about having something like that and then not having people like come.
100%.
The fact that you got 14 contestants and that there were some really good ones. Like, I'm guessing the choice was not like a super easy choice. I thought it was great. So bravo to you and everybody in Chicago that made that happen.
Well, thank you. Jason, I had the exact same concern. So they were like, if you want to bring a friend, like we can get you a hotel room with a couple beds. Like you don't have to just stay on your own. Like you can bring your wife or bring friends or whatever. And I was like, yeah, thanks. That's great. I think it's just going to be me. I didn't invite anybody specifically so none of my friends would have that sort of ammunition that I had like an event for me and nobody showed up.
So, right, exactly.
I was well aware of that situation as well and countered it by not inviting anyone I
Your
knew.
Your wife didn't even go?
Well, she's going to sound really lame right now, but she had tickets to a Beethoven show on Sunday and couldn't make it. At, like, the Overture Center.
Oh, God.
She went to Beethoven instead of going to your lookalike contest.
Yeah, some, like, orchestra concert instead of my lookalike contest. And honestly, that's more her vibe. She doesn't want to go hang out at a crowded bar because she knows me with severe ADD. I was just going to like be walking around. I would have forgot she was there and started talking to all these other contestants. And she would have just been sitting in the booth by herself or with, you know, whoever felt bad that I totally ditched my wife. So she's been to these events before. She's seen that movie and doesn't want to see it again.
And credit to her, like, you know, Beethoven's only been dead for like 200 years. So like,
yeah, more than that.
To see him live, so kudos to her for getting those tickets.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, that's a tough ticket to get, Jason.
Beethoven rises just like the Chicago Bears from the dead. Am I right, Jason?
Oh, that's a little bit of a stretch, Jesse. But I understand where you're going there. Look, and by the way, great to hear you running the show. You did a great job running the clock, making sure you got to me on time.
Uh-huh.
It's great to hear you lead the way.
I learned from the best.
You did. Is Matt Hamilton more or less helpful than Tausch for staying on the clock.
Believe it or not, more.
It can't be. It's hard to be less. So anyway, I'm a little bit, and I know you're going to talk to the resident Bears expert slash fan slash long suffering aficionado, but there's part of me. You guys know this. I know it's not a popular opinion among Packers fans that I hold this, but I want the Bears to be good. I want them to be relevant. I want the Packers to be good, too. I want that to be, you know, a rivalry, not just in name only. I want Caleb Williams to be a good quarterback. I want Jordan Love to be a good quarterback. I want that matchup every year. I want that last game, if they're playing the Bears in the finale, to decide the division, not to be the Bears being the spoiler and surprising the Packers with a defeat at home at Lambeau Field and ending an 11-game losing streak to them. And so, but I'm torn on this. Like, you know, do I think that Ben Johnson is a good coach? Yeah, I mean, he clearly he's run a top-5 offense the last 3 years. He's been the play caller. He's been the designer of these plays. So he obviously is a really smart offensive mind. At the same time, he took the job with the Bears, and somebody eventually is going to break their streak of ineptitude, so why not him? But that's a lot of institutionalized failure that he's going to have to overcome. And if he is special and he is able to do that, then their culture will change, their record will change, the way people view them will change. But if they got it wrong again, like, this guy was the belle of the ball. Like, he was the guy that last year, you know, interviewed with Seattle and Washington and turned down those jobs. So, to me, I'm really eager to see how this plays out. I'm eager to see how it affects the way the Lions perform in 2025, especially when they lose Aaron Glenn to the Jets next. But I'm fascinated by this, but I'm a little bit worried for Bears fans like Jim that it's not the slam dunk hire that they want to celebrate it as.
Absolutely. I mean, obviously there's been plenty of offensive and defensive coordinators that had a lot of hype going into their head coaching debut and fell flat on their face. So, Jason, I guess you kind of alluded to it, but I would love to get like a way too early prediction. Who is this hire going to affect more, the Lions for losing Ben Johnson or the Bears for getting Ben Johnson?
Well, if it's not the Bears, then they've got real problems, right? I mean, then they're in deep trouble, because he has to be the guy that gets Caleb Williams to live up to his vast potential. And if he's not that guy, then it'll be rinse and repeat in 2.5 to 3 years of them hoping to get the next guy. Now, I will say this, just because you are or are not successful as an offensive coordinator doesn't impact whether or not you're a successful head coach, right? I mean, Mike McCarthy coordinated the worst offense in the NFL in 2005. He had a, you know, rookie quarterback in Alex Smith. They weren't very good, and yet he got the Packers job. Matt LaFleur, by some accounts, was on the verge of being fired as the offensive coordinator for the Titans by Mike Vrabel, and he got the Packers job, so he didn't have to get fired. So, I believe that Matt LaFleur, despite the frustration of some fans today and over the past week and change, I think he's a good coach. I really do. So, you know, and there's been plenty of offensive coordinators that were the next hot thing. And some of them, like Mike Holmgren, worked out great and they ended up becoming Super Bowl championship coaches, and others flamed out. So we'll see what Ben Johnson does. But I do think that if you lose both your coordinators, that is a brain drain. And that doesn't mean that Dan Campbell doesn't have other guys lined up to be effective offensive and defensive coordinators. But Dan Campbell, in my opinion, is able to do the kneecap biting and aggressiveness and going for it on fourth down and all those things that make him him, because he hired two really good coordinators on each side of the ball. And so he has to, for the Lions to continue their upward trajectory and for them to be able to say, all right, we should have been in the Super Bowl in the 2024 season, but our injuries prevented that from happening. We're going to go in 2025. They have to hire well for both of those jobs. And if they don't, they will backslide, and this division will be even more interesting than it was this season.
Joined by Jason Wilde, host of Wilde and Tausch weekdays 9 to noon on ESPN Wisconsin, also writes about the Packers in the Wisconsin State Journal. Jason, we also saw the news about an hour ago from Adam Schefter. The Minnesota Vikings agreed to an agreement on a multi-year contract extension with their head coach, Kevin O'Connell. I saw a tweet over the weekend that the Packers now have the fourth best head coach in the NFC North. When they assumed Ben Johnson was going to take the Chicago Bears job. What do you say to people who are saying that today? Because I think the person who I saw share that was actually a Packers fan and supporter. And so that surprised me that morale is that low on Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, it surprises me and disappoints me too, Jesse. And look, I will admit, I really, really, really like Kevin O'Connell. Like, I saw a piece that Kevin Seifert and ESPN did on him before their loss to the Lions. I thought it was really compelling. I love his mentality that you can be smart and you can be empathetic and you can care about your guys and still be a really effective coach. And I think he's proven that now. Like, let's be honest, if Kirk Cousins, who obviously did not work out great in Atlanta, doesn't rupture his Achilles last season, they're probably in the playoffs all 3 years under Kevin O'Connell. He does it with two quarterbacks that, you know, one that obviously failed this year and another one who had failed previously. And now we'll see if he has to do it next year with a first-year starter in J.J. McCarthy. But he's, you know, he's kind of like the softer and slightly less handsome latest version of Matt LaFleur, right? Like, Matt, regardless of how Packers
depends on your personal preference, I think, Jason. Let's not jump to conclusions.
Well, I mean, I like Kevin O'Connell, but, you know, he's not spending $100 a week on his appearance like Tom Brady told us Matt LaFleur does. I mean, he wears a hat for every game, which I admire. You don't even have to worry about your hair then. But what I'm saying is that those guys both have had a lot of the same jobs. I wrote about that going into their matchup at US Bank Stadium in the second to last game. You know, he's been an offensive coordinator for Sean McVay. He worked in Washington. Like there's a lot of similarities to those guys, even though they never actually worked together. And for those that are down on Matt LaFleur, you know, I don't know what to tell them other than, you know, look at, if you want to be excited, like Bears fans get to be every 3 years when they hire a new coach and they get their hopes up. If that's what you'd rather do, more power to you. But I think Matt LaFleur is a good coach who has work to do this offseason. He has to figure out a way to marry his quarterback and their passing game and the play-action game that we talked so much about with him in his season-ending press conference with a stud running back who they changed their blocking schemes to fit better. And I think you can do both, and I think he's a really smart guy. He can do it, but that is the challenge for this offseason. The other challenges that he has for this offseason, it is a crucial third year as a starter for Jordan Love. He has to make sure he picks the right quarterbacks coach. And if Dan Orlovsky is that guy, as Mark Tauscher is hoping, God bless him. But they better hire that right person that's going to help Jordan Love get to the next level. And then he hired a really smart defensive coordinator who got that defense playing at a top five level, which does not happen in Green Bay, Wisconsin very often. So they have to, he's going to need Goody to augment the roster, but he's going to need that defense to keep playing at a high level. And then he's got to have a guy ready for when Jeff Hafley gets a head coaching job himself in a year or two, or I suppose it's not out of the realm of possibility yet that it's now. So Matt LaFleur is facing a really critical 2025, off season and regular season. So, and postseason, obviously. So is Jordan Love. So is this, or so is Goody. So if you are going to say something like Goody did, that it's time for this team to start competing for championships, I agree with him, but that puts a lot of expectation on the coach and the quarterback and the GM himself to do all the things required to make that happen.
And speaking of a sense of urgency, Jason Wilde, I have a sense of urgency to get us to commercial break because I've mismanaged the clock, just like I've learned from the pros.
I'm happy to have been such a great mentor to you.
Jason Wilde, I guess anything else I was going to ask, we'll save for Wilde and Tausch tomorrow morning. I'll throw it on a show sheet and Tausch will derail us and we won't get to it. So we'll see whenever we do talk about it. But thank you so much for the time and joining us here this afternoon.
You just captured the ethos of our show in a nutshell. All right, boys, thanks for having me. Take care. Be good.
Jason Wilde covers the Packers for the Wisconsin State Journal. You hear him on Wilde and Tausch weekdays 9 to noon on ESPN Wisconsin. We're going to check the returns because not only did Matt Hamilton have his lookalike contest on Saturday, but we do need to circle back and figure out how that first serve went with Love Madison Volleyball. So we'll see how that went with Matt before we do bring in the resident Chicago Bears fan celebrating like they won a Super Bowl today. Jim Rutledge scheduled to appear to start the 5 o'clock hour of Jim, Matt, and Molly just a couple of minutes away. In the meantime, Jim is going to tell you about Canopy Wealth Management. It's Jim, Matt, and Molly presented by Coors Light.
Hey, this is Matt's Chicago doppelganger. You're listening to Jim, Matt, and Molly presented by Coors Light on 100.5 ESPN Madison.